Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book.
Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
The boss wants me to change the setting of our office before the president's visit next month. He wants me to utilize the space here by moving the furniture around. I'm not very good at this, so I need your expert advice. Can you spare some time to discuss the office layout?
Well, I am kind of busy today. Let me see. This Thursday or next Monday is good for me. What about you?
I have to leave town for a week on Friday. I think we'd better get together before I leave. Is that okay with you?
That will be fine, as long as it's in the morning. I have to leave early for a dentist appointment in the afternoon.
Number 41. What does the man's boss want him to do? Number 42. When will they get together to discuss the issue? Number 43. What does the man say he will do Friday? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I think I'm going to have to take a trip to Chicago tomorrow to talk to Mr. Shaw in person. I spoke to him on the phone just now, but he didn't sound too convinced about our offer.
Well, if that's what's needed, then you'd better get yourself over there. I don't think I have to stress the fact to you again how important it is that we get this deal. Please go out of your way to get this contract. In other words, do what you have to do to get it.
Yes, sir. I will try my best. By the way, can you tell me where the bus station is? I have never gone out of the city, and I'm not sure where the bus station is.
You've got to be kidding me. Tell you what, I will come and pick you up tomorrow and drive you to the station. It's the least I can do to get your day started off right.
Number 44. Why is the woman thinking of taking a trip to Chicago? Number 45. How will the woman travel? Number 46. What will the man do for the woman? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Did you cancel your trip? I thought you were supposed to take off today.
I was, but I got a great deal on a plane ticket from a friend of mine who works at a travel agency. So I decided to fly to New York next Monday instead.
Wow, that is great. What about your hotel reservation? Were you able to change it? I heard it's very hard to get any rooms this week because of the film festival there.
Actually, I ended up canceling it. It turns out that another friend of mine has a condominium there, and he said I could use it while I am staying there. He recently moved out here from New York because of his new job, and he hasn't had enough time to get rid of it yet. Number 47. Why did the man delay his trip? Number 48. According to the woman, why is it hard to reserve a room in New York this week? Number 49. What can be inferred about the man? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I have to provide a summary of this week's sales to the directors in 5 minutes, but I can't seem to locate the report I got from John anywhere. Have you seen it by any chance?
I remember Mr. Sato saying that he wanted to read it over earlier. Why don't you go and ask his secretary if it's on his desk?
Yes, that's right. I completely forgot that he had asked me to let him see it. I don't know what it is, but I am so absent-minded these days.
Well, I think it's because you are working too hard. You know, you really need to take it easy, Mike. I heard that people in their 40s have to be really careful because they are most vulnerable to heart attacks. You really should learn to relax.
Number 50. What is the man looking for? Number 51. Who has what the man is looking for? Number 52. What does the woman advise the man to do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I overheard you mentioning to the sales manager that you and your wife are into watching movies. Will you be seeing one this weekend by any chance?
Yes, I was thinking of checking out the Sunday matinee at the Imperial Six Cinema. They are playing Mary Poppins there this weekend. You see, I am a real big fan of classical flicks.
Oh, that's perfect. I got these two complimentary tickets that you can use at that theater. My brother works there, and he gave them to me, but I have to go out of town this weekend. Why don't you put them to good use?
Really? That's very nice of you. I really appreciate it.
Number 53. What will the man do this weekend? Number 54. What does the woman offer the man? Number 55. Where does the woman's brother work?